Today on Gardening in a Minute, zoysia grass. Zoysia is a type of lawn grass becoming more popular in Florida lawns. Zoysia grass is adapted to a variety of soils and can have good tolerance to shade, salt, and traffic. It provides a dense, attractive turf. New varieties are being developed for Florida lawns. These grasses grow more slowly and at a lower height than other southern lawn grasses, giving them a thicker, more manicured look. They require about the same amount of water as other grasses to remain green and healthy, but may need less fertilizer. Zoysia is a suitable lawn grass for all areas of Florida, and it's typically planted using sod or plugs. The soft texture, green color, and adaptability of zoysia grass make it worth checking out for your lawn. For more information about zoysia and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFTIS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, fertilizing your vegetable garden. Vegetable garden success begins with soil preparation and continues with quality care. Your garden will need nutrients. Composted manures and fertilizers labeled for general use or vegetables can be used to supply these nutrients. Some gardeners choose to put fertilizer in the bottom of their rows under a layer of soil before planting. Others spread fertilizer in small trenches dug on either side of the planted rows. Just make sure that tender roots are not in direct contact with the fertilizer. You can also scatter fertilizer over the entire garden area, either by hand or with a spreader. Avoid getting fertilizer on young plants as it may burn them. Fertilizer should be applied to the garden just before planting and on a regular schedule throughout the season. For more information about fertilizer, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFTIS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, decks. It's nice to sit and enjoy your garden, and decks can provide you with the perfect perch. You can build one yourself in a few weekends or hire a professional to do the job for you. Decks are traditionally built out of wood that's pressure-treated or naturally decay-resistant and must be sealed. Many decks are now built using composite lumber made of wood fiber and recycled plastic, which doesn't require as much maintenance. Vinyl and all plastic decking are also available. No matter what material you choose, take care of your deck by sweeping off any debris, and twice a year use a deck brush and cleaner to keep it looking its best. Your deck is an investment that you'll be able to enjoy for years to come. For more information about decks and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFTIS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, mushroom root rot. Mushroom root rot is a serious plant disease that affects many different trees and shrubs. Symptoms include branch dieback and thin foliage that turns yellow or brown. Mushroom root rot can also cause reduced growth, wood decay, and death. But the most telltale sign of this fungus is the clusters of tan-colored mushrooms that typically develop at the base of the infected plants. They usually appear from June through October when there have been heavy rains and soils are moist. Mushroom root rot can attack healthy plants, but is more common on stressed and neglected plants. Proper watering and fertilization can help trees and shrubs be less vulnerable. Once a plant is infected, it should be removed from the landscape to prevent spreading the disease. For more information about plant diseases, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFTIS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, bold, beautiful containers. You can provide eye candy to your landscape with bold, beautiful containers that showcase plants with attractive flowers and foliage. Use the guidelines thrillers, spillers, and fillers when choosing plants. With thrillers, don't be afraid to go wild with color. Incorporate bright flowering plants or the large, colorful foliage of plants like coleus or crotons. Ornamental grasses can also work well. Spillers are plants that fall gracefully over the sides of the containers, and for fillers, consider plants with rounded forms or interesting textures. Select containers to complement the plants, and keep in mind how the containers will be viewed. Use a high-quality potting media and match plants with similar moisture, soil, and light requirements. And of course, always leave room for the plants to grow to their full size. For more information about container gardens, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFTIS Extension, and WFTFM.